T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:11 is our time. Old National bringing you around the horn with Twins hitting coach James Rausen. Coach, good morning.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
Well, great. Good to talk to you again, James. I always love talking baseball with you. And this team, when you went into camp, and we see this, despite this 3-game slide, that we have a team that's in first place, a team that is getting noticed nationwide because of their hitting. James, what was it in spring training that happened that kind of turned the tide for this squad?
I think it was a kind of a combination of things. I think it was, you know, obviously we bought in some really talented players offensively this offseason. And at the same time, you know, you still have the maturation of the younger players that we already had on the club that were continuing to gain experience and continuing to gain confidence. And I think when you put those two types of groups together and the focus is on just going out, playing your best and winning games, I think you kind of see what can happen from that. And so far this year, we've had a pretty good run at it.
Boy, have you ever. Everybody's hit the ball. I got to tell you, though, Mike Max and I were chatting yesterday when we were both at the game on Tuesday night, and again at the matinee game. But Tuesday night in the ninth inning, Arraez gets up there and is 0-2 and ends up walking. That was a pretty phenomenal at bat.
For me, that's probably – I've been around the game a little while, and that's probably the best at bat I've seen. I mean, I can't recall an at bat being a lot better than that one, to go up there and have two strikes on you and come back and battle against a guy throwing that hard, you know, at you consistently and come back and get a walk. It just goes to show you how good his approach is at the plate, his hand-eye coordination, and also the confidence of this young man to kind of go up there in that spot and not be rattled at all and just step right in there for a difficult at-bat for John Scope, obviously. But working that walk in that spot and kind of getting the team sparked, that was a big inning and a big at-bat for him.
Yeah, a tough ending for the squad, but it was a good effort at the very end of the game. Did you see this in him in the minor leagues, or is he just getting better and better, James?
You know, it's funny. He could always hit. It's funny. Rudy Hernandez, our assistant hitting coach, told me in spring training the type of hitter he was and where ball and the things that he brings to the table. He came to spring training, and he showed a good approach. He was not at all, you know, he didn't come to camp. He didn't have a whole lot of nerves. He just came in and was himself. And then you just kind of got to see him throughout the minor leagues. You watch the numbers he puts up, and you see that this guy consistently controls his own at the plate. You know, he doesn't swing a whole lot of pitches outside of his zone. He makes it work. And when you throw the ball in his zone, he always puts a good swing on it. I mean, this guy's probably, you know, a nightmare for opposing pitchers to prepare for because he's a really tough out.
Well, tell me about that batting lineup, because yesterday I looked at the lineup and saw Garver leading off, and he's been a great success story, too.
Absolutely. Mitch Garver is having a phenomenal year, and again, he's one of those guys who has probably about as fundamentally sound a swing as you're going to find at any level. He works at it really hard. He understands hitting, and I think we're lucky, we're fortunate in the fact that we can hit multiple guys in different spots in the lineup just based off of what we think is the best lineup that day. Our guys aren't very picky about where they hit, so we're fortunate too. We have a group of guys that are just about going out and winning ball games and doing what it takes for the team. But, you know, the luxury that there's Rocco and Derek Shelton up there to just kind of think about what's the best lineup that day for our club, and we have multiple options that we can run out there. And you've seen we've run different lineups out there consistently and have had good results from them.
Miguel Sano, he's got an on-base streak of 13 games. Tell me about working with Miguel in batting.
You know, Miggy, again, we know the talent that Miggy possesses. And when he's locked in, I mean, he's a difference maker, obviously, in a lineup. You know, it's really good to see him here as of late. The last few weeks kind of really get his swing going. He's kind of locked in right now. He's made some adjustments along the way, like all hitters do. You have to make adjustments in this league. The pitchers are going to adjust to you. You're going to have to adjust. So that's a constant chess match. It's nice to see him go out there, make some adjustments, and start driving the ball consistently and going up there and being the dangerous hitter that he's capable of being.
James, I see in the dugout there, and I also see you kind of stand on the edge, keeping an eye on not only our team but these opposing teams. I watched McNeil yesterday from the Mets, and the kid's having a good start. to the season while we're over halfway through, but he looked phenomenal. And all of a sudden we got a guy that's, I think, second to Mike Trout in some of the statistics this year, and that's Matt Chapman. He's been having a heck of a year for Oakland.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This guy's a really good player. Swings the bat really well and plays defense down there about as good as you can find it. So it's always fun in this league. I mean, it's always about competition at the end of the day. It's nice to kind of look across and see some guys out there that can play the game well if you're a fan of the game. Obviously, you're going out there to win ball games, so you don't want to see them play that well, especially when they're playing against you. But at the end of the day, you know, good players are going to play well. They're going to compete. And, you know, we get a chance to kind of look across the field a lot of times to see some of those guys. I'm sure at the same time a lot of those players are looking across the field at our guys and thinking the same thing.
Well, no kidding, because here you've scored 529 runs this year. That's the second most in baseball. Did you think that would happen when you left spring training?
You know, it's funny. I'm a big fan of never putting a ceiling on anything. You try to leave that open, and you go out there and you work, and you keep your mind focused on that day or the task at hand. And I think in spring training, what we were really looking for and what we really talked about were guys going out there being themselves, not trying to force them into any specific type of role or trying to do anything specific, but go out there, kind of find out who you are, be the best version of yourself every day. And I think when we did that, what we did was create an environment for guys just to go up there and have quality plate appearances and just think about that. And, you know, the result of that was obviously the runs scored and the home runs that we have, but really we haven't preached a lot about home runs, or we just preached about going up there, getting a good pitch to hit, hitting the ball hard. And I got to have done that consistently throughout the season this year.
James, the other thing I would ask you about, if I could, and just kind of a sidelight, but the home run hitting contest, as a hitting instructor, as a guy who teaches these guys how to hit throughout the entire season, what do you think of that home run derby? Does that screw guy up or not?
You know, it's kind of funny. I mean, that's been a question, you know, throughout the game a little while. I'm actually a fan of allowing guys to go out there and do that. I think, you know, when you've earned the opportunity to do that in this game, it's tough at times to be selected is kind of an honor. So I think each guy has to kind of make that decision on their own. But I don't necessarily think it's one of those things that are going to affect your swing. I think you have to think about, you know, more or less the maintenance of your body. It's not necessarily affecting your swing as much as it's taking that amount of swings and the physical kind of ailments that can go on with the body probably of taking that many swings that you aren't consistently taking throughout the season. But as far as just getting a chance to go out there and do the home run derby, I think it's maybe a once-in-a-lifetime type of opportunity. So I think it's okay for players to go out there and do it and have a little fun.
How does it work with bats now? I mean, physically a bat as far as length and weight. Do these players through the year, James, keep that same bat weight and length, or do you switch it up? Are there different reasons why you would change bats at this point of the season?
You know, a lot of it depends on the player, but you will find that a lot of players do change the types of bats, whether it be more or less. A lot of times it's ounces, just the weight of the bat, depending on how they feel throughout the year. And you also have different style of bats that some of them with the handles are a little bit thinner, some of the handles are a little bit thicker. So bats really are based off of feel. You'll grab your bat. There's obviously one model that most guys use that they're comfortable with, but throughout the year, sometimes you grab that thing, it doesn't quite feel as good, maybe feeling a little bit heavier, maybe feeling a little bit different in your hand. So, you know, you're going to use some different models at different times so you go up there and have a good feeling. But there's no real rhyme or reason outside of how you feel, and when you pick that thing up, you kind of feel like, is that the one you want to use that day?
Is there much discussion in the dugout among players and coaches about the baseballs?
As far as what?
Well, there was some speculation that they were going out at a little higher rate than they should, so maybe the baseballs weren't the last few years.
Yeah, I got you. So, I mean, you know, it's talked about throughout the game. I think when we go out there, especially from an offensive standpoint, you know, we're just trying to put good swings on it. We're happy right now that the balls we're driving balls and they're going out. I'm not quite sure. The one thing I do know is everybody's using the same ball regardless. So,
yeah,
you know, at the end of the day, you know, you got to kind of take those things and not quite worry about them and just keep going out there and putting a good swing on it. But I am aware of like the talk that's going on right now about the balls in general, and I'm not quite sure, you know, what it means other than we have to kind of stay focused on the task at hand and just keep hitting the ball hard.
Yeah, you're right. Everybody's using the same baseball. That's what it boils down
yep.
to. Well, James, you've done a great job. I think you're kind of the unsung hero of this squad this year, and congrats and everything so far, but hopefully get a nice run against Oakland here now starting tonight.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to finishing up strong here, and thanks for having me out here. Appreciate it.
Always appreciate talking to you. I could talk to him for hours. He is James Rousen, the Twins hitting coach, and what a job he's done in the midst of all of this hitting. We watched the Twins do hammer and all of the numbers they're setting. James Rousen deserves a ton of credit for what's going on there.
Couldn't agree more, Dave.
It is 821 WCCO Around the Horn, brought to you by Old National Bank.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.